This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Yeah, we're back. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show, as the big sheet of paper that's underlined, the sign tells me that they had me made because I keep saying Marty McGee. I am Ryan McGee, sitting in for Paul, who is, as we like to say, on assignment. It is a gigantic weekend, basketball all over the place, Final Four weekend. The women get kicked off tonight, tip off tonight. And the men, of course, play on Saturday. Pat Bradley, the shooter, is going to join us right in here in the studio in a little bit to break all that down. That'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then I mentioned Marty McGee. Marty will join me via telephone, wherever he is, just to talk about whatever and preview tomorrow morning's Marty McGee, which is what will be on this very SEC network not too long from now. 14 hours from now. I should probably go to bed. Get ready for that. You can join us, 855-242-PAUL. That's with a U and not a W. And we've had some callers sitting on hold for a pretty good while. We're going to get to some of them now. Bubba in North Carolina's own. Bubba, welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Hey, what's happening, Raymond?
What's going on, buddy? How you been?
Hey, this old boy that calls you Raymond called in yet?
No, but I look forward to that. People still, that's been years, and people still to this day will walk up at the airport and call me Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond is your Feinbaum nickname, and it always will be after that. You just, that guy was calling you Raymond, and you just went with it. You didn't even fight it.
Yeah, I'm like, do I even credit? Yeah, I was called Raymond. I got called Puddin' for a while.
Raymond.
Of course, Ann McGee, everybody likes to go with. And at the airport, people call me Marty. So, yeah, I honestly. I'm just glad they're calling me. It's like Dale Earnhardt used to say, as long as they're calling you something, that's all that matters.
Exactly right. Yeah. As long as they've got an opinion on you, you're getting their attention, that's for sure.
That's right. That's right, Bubba.
I'll tell you about this Alabama fan base. They said they're taking this new coach well. Let them lose a couple football games and give me a report back how they're doing after that.
Yeah. No, I was saying it earlier. It's everything's great as long as you're winning games. And
everything's great.
Yeah. And then when you don't, it ain't.
What was it Mike Tyson said? Great plans go out the window when you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Hey, I want to touch on I-Man called the other day. He was giving Marty down the road. Said he didn't like Marty. Said he hated his 13-year-old haircut. He may call you. He said he liked you.
Yeah,
but
he used to.
He was hating on Marty bad.
I didn't know this.
Come on, I-Man.
I didn't know this. Yeah, I-Man used to, when I used to sit here in this chair a lot, I-Man would always call in as opposed to.
He said, I like Ryan McGee, but he said, I can't stand Marty Smith, him and that 13-year-old haircut.
Yeah.
He would just cut him to the bone, and I chuckled, but if I-Man calls in, see if you can get to the bottom of it. I like to hear a little reasoning behind it, maybe other than just a haircut.
Well,
surely to God he wouldn't hold a man's haircut against him.
Well, if people held haircuts against you, then I got a lot of friends, probably including myself, that wouldn't people
yeah,
be mad
I got
at
a
you.
Haircut like Paul Sport, so I'm stuck with it. So, you know, you just have to hate on, brother.
Yeah. Boys,
great show. You guys have a good evening. Take
All right,
care.
Bubba, I appreciate it, man. There you go. Yeah, it's one of the most interesting things, and for folks that don't know, I started my career on the producer track. And you kind of think you know how it works to, like, you know, what it would be like to be on TV or whatever. But then when you actually start, like when I just started doing just a tiny little bit of TV, doing NASCAR back in the day, I was genuinely caught off guard by a lot of the stuff that people had to say about me when they didn't know who I was. The biggest thing, the most shocking thing was the comments about the hair and the clothes, and it came almost exclusively from dudes. I still can't explain that one, and it still happens. Man, why would you wear that tie? I'm like, I don't know who you are, Spanky4275 on Twitter. Why do you care? And what tie do you have on? And the other thing is the fake accent. Marty and I, look, people think we make up now. People think we talk about that so much now, we make up the fact that people say we have fake accents. They do. But Rockingham, North Carolina, this is what it sounds like. So, there you go. Tim and Shelby, what's going on, Tim?
Yes, sir. Just want to talk about that Alabama-UConn game. I see Alabama coming home with a national championship here.
Hey, it would be a story, wouldn't it? I mean, and
it'd be amazing, the SEC.
Yeah, it really would, and it's you know, everybody thinks you know how it's going to go. Yeah, there'll be SEC schools in the Final Four. It's not the one they thought, and it'd be something if they pull it off.
Yeah, man, Roll Tide. Just want to say I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide.
There you go. It's eloquently stated. Is this my old buddy? I'm in.
Ryan McGee, senior writer. I'm talking about. Look at you now.
Yeah,
just
man.
Look at you now. It's always a pleasure to. I enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy your sense of humor, your delivery, your appearance, your hair, your clothes. I like the way you take calls. I like the way. Is this my old friend? Absolutely, it is.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, Ryan?
I'm good, brother. You supported and believed in me. Among the all-star pantheon of Feinbaum callers when no one else, none of the rest of them will call the show. And I will always remember that. We'll always remember that.
And you know what? And who are they complaining about now? Complaining about me. Didn't that last caller understand? The conversations I have with Paul is the conversations Paul wants to have.
Yeah.
That's the relationship he wants to have. I mean, he makes me out of it. I'm a real charming debonair, suave kind of guy. I'm good looking. I'm tall. I'm athletic. I work. I'm slim. I'm trim. And, you know, I've held up good for all these years. But, you know, some people just can't take the pressure. They turned into damn couch potatoes and eating damn bonbons and potato chips. And, you know, but they know everything. They know all the players' names. And you know what? I was talking to my Bama friends for 2 months. You better watch this basketball team. They're a pretty good team. I don't know, I'm a basketball player, but now you talk to them, they know all the stats, they know all the names, and they're all up in the Final Four. You got to love it. That's a unique bunch of folks there, Ryan.
The Bammers are unique. Yeah, it's my favorite part. My favorite part is when the people at the football school, air quotes, or the basketball school, air quotes, suddenly become experts in the other sport because they've had, you know, a nice year, right?
Oh, yeah, and I mean – you know, I'm like this. I was talking to Paul yesterday. All these coaches come in and say, well, we're trying to build better men out of these people. We want to be productive and husbands and daddies and mamas and such as that. Them guys don't give one flip about the future of them kids. They got them kids there to play football, to play basketball, to play baseball. And if something accidentally, uniquely comes up and they do have a conversation, and they do like one another because of all their heroics on the field, then, you know, so be it. But the bottom line is they got them because they blue chips and five stars. It ain't got nothing. You know, look at that guy there, Ryan, number 58. I bet he'd make a good daddy. Let's go get him. Do you believe that?
So are you telling me, I-man, are you telling me that if the head football coach at a Power 5 program – you telling me that he doesn't recruit based on, well, that seems like a great young man. I don't care that he's 5'9" and weighs 114 pounds. He just seems like a good person. I'm going to give him a full ride.
He can't catch a damn football, wouldn't know a football from a golf ball, but I bet he'll make a great man someday. He'd probably be a good daddy somewhere if somebody have him. I mean, you know, we got to get over that hurdle first. You can't be a daddy if somebody won't have you, and if somebody won't have you, you better make field goals. You better catch touchdowns. And you know what? That don't guarantee nothing. But yeah, we're going to make great people out of these. You know, I just love it. And you know, the conversations I have with Paul and all these people get so confused because they don't listen well. See, you listen because you're a writer. You understand the spoken word. You understand the written word. You know, you could probably slam some of these folks' words. They wouldn't even know they were slammed. You just pick them up and dust them off and send them on the way and slam them again. I mean, just dunk the ball right in their face under the basket. But Ryan McGee, I always appreciate your commentary. Now, your partner there, he's a little wordsy for me. Your partner.
Yeah. A little wordsy, Mark. You said.
I mean, he's an okay guy, but yeah. He's a little wordsy.
Okay.
He reminds me of McElroy. He knows 4,000 words, and he's going to use them in one sentence, complete with commas, semicolons, dots, and everything else. Hash marks, I mean, but he's, you know what, he's just doing the best he can. Because he's trying to make good people out there, too. He's trying to drive character trains. He's trying to make them good daddies and good mamas and good brothers and sisters. And you know what? Just based on that, let me finish up by saying War Damn Eagle and go UConn. Ryan, you have a great weekend.
Thank you, man. There you go. So what he's saying is, if I'm hearing it correctly, and I believe that I am because, as he said, I understand the spoken word. What he's saying is that me, coming out of Travers Rest High School, go Devil Dogs, all of 5'10", and back in the day, maybe 125 pounds, soaking wet, tops, soaking wet with weights around my ankles, and couldn't jump over a shoebox, could run, ran track. But what he's saying is that I felt like someone would have looked at me back in the day, Ryan McGee, and said, that guy's got a chance. He could be a good dad, good husband. But I, just for the record, no one, Arkansas did not offer me a track scholarship, right? Alabama certainly did not offer me a football scholarship. And Kentucky sure as hell didn't offer me a basketball scholarship based on my goodness. I think that's what I-Man was teaching us just then. And I think we should all just take a moment and ruminate on that and marinate in it and then take a shower. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show. You can join us 855-242-7285. We're just getting warmed up. This is all garnish for the shooter. Pat Bradley going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about Final Four basketball.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we are back. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show, and spring football is back. The Auburn A-Day game, Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Plus and the SEC Network Plus. Be sure to check that out. It's hard to believe, but, yeah, spring football games are happening. And I love it. I'm the greatest and worst spring football game experience I had was a few years ago when I did they brought in all the media people to be the officiating crew to work with the great SEC officiating guys for the South Carolina spring game. It was televised. I flagged Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier came out to catch a pass. It got a little short, got behind him. He fell down. I flagged him. And when he got up, he said, what'd you throw that flag for? And if y'all don't know this, my dad was a college football official, a referee for a couple of decades, several decades. And I said to him, I said, Coach, that's for what you yelled at my dad during a Florida State game back in 98. And I think he thought it was funny, but I think his pride was more hurt at that point than he was willing to listen to a joke. Mike in Georgia is on the line. Mike, welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Show. Oh, Mike hung up on us. All right, Mike, you sat on hold. You weren't on hold that long. Let people been on hold for a long time. And Mike wasn't on hold that long, but I hit him, and he bailed. Chris of South Carolina is on the line. Chris, welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Ma'am. Ryan, you've been talking a lot, so take a little time out. Let me cook for a little bit, man.
You go right ahead. I need to take a break.
This is not Saturday morning. This is not the McGee Show. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show. And when you come on this show and you visit and you guest host, you have a little respect for your callers. You've been talking too much, and people can't get in. I stayed on hold for 2 hours almost. But I'm going to get off of that subject. But you also came in here and you assaulted the GOAT, page 54, Jim for Tuscaloosa. Man, you can't talk about the GOAT like that. I mean, that's disrespectful, man. And you wonder why people come on here and talk junk about you or tweet about you, man. Quit talking so much and get to the calls, man. All right, you can come off pause right now. I got a question for you. See, what qualified for you to sit in on that seat? And you can answer that question by answering this question. In the last 20 years, how many SEC teams have won the BCS or the college football playoff?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
Yeah, that's your problem. You ain't listening. I'm trying to give you a little school to make you can fill in a little bit more. See, pay attention sometime, McGee.
I pay attention enough to know when somebody's was joking with me. You tell me I talk too.
You. I'm sitting on the front porch.
So you tell me I talk too much.
I'm sitting on the front porch enjoying this.
You tell me I talk too much, I get it, and then. Your immediate response is to ask me a question so that I can talk some more. I need you to explain that to me.
Listen, I'm going
to
give you a chance. Answer the question.
And as for Jim, dude, this goes way back. Way back. Jim, when I would host for Paul a lot in the summertime, I'd do a dozen shows for Paul, and Jim would call the control room and would say, I'm just calling to say I don't like him and I don't want to be on the show, and then he would hang up. So I don't want to talk about disrespect because my disrespect for Jim goes back so far.
The disrespect was returned. Better, McGee.
The disrespect was
no
returned.
Better, McGee. You ain't getting no better, man. Speed the calls up, man. Some good calls on here. You might stumble on something. I'm sitting out here on the front porch, getting ready to go watch the real Tigers play.
Where in South Carolina do you live?
I live in Anderson, South Carolina.
Yeah, right, I thought.
15 minutes down the road from the real Tigers, Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, I graduated high school in Travis Rest. I know where it is. And I also know that you got to have a passport to go to Anderson. They still call it the –
You ain't got to have a passport.
They still call it the Electric City, whatever it is. We used to wear T.L. Hanna's butt out. I know that.
Man, what about Westside, though? What you do to the Rams? Them four state champions this year. I'm sorry, five state champions this year. Well, what about them?
Yeah, we didn't play them. That's where I graduated from. Well, good for you. All right. Well, I appreciate the call. I always love getting yelled at on a Friday.
One more thing, McGee, and I'll let you go. The real Tigers play tomorrow in Dove Valley. Georgia, get ready. Have a nice day.
McGee, you talk too much. Here's a trivia question. Me disrespecting Jim. Listen, the old school people know the truth. I don't not like him. But the old school people know the truth, which is that I didn't come in here disrespecting Jim. I was actually excited to talk to Jim. But Jim never wanted to talk to me. And that's why I referred to I-Man as my friend I-Man. Because he at least gave me a chance. But apparently I'm talking too long. So Todd and Shelby, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I just kind of been sitting back listening today, and I heard our man tell you he's so tall. And I have met him, and he's tall enough, I guess, to get up to somebody's nut tree and let him buff him on the chin. But also, somebody asked you a while ago about the football team. He's going to be good. And y'all always jump this Georgia thing. Well, let me ask you this, Ryan. Georgia's so damn good. How many times in the last 5 times has Bama played them as Georgia won the game?
That's fair.
Georgia seems to forget that we whoop their ass every time we line up almost. They won one game in 9 years. And then Bubba going to call in, and he's running his damn mouth because he don't know a damn thing about winning nothing. And in the last 17 years, Bama has got the damn best record, and that's all we're going to do with DeBoer. The losing ain't fixing to start. DeBoer's just going to win a little bit more than Nick Saban. Thank you for taking my call, Ryan. Roll damn Tide!
All right, the best part of the Tide from Shelby experience is, I mean, it's good enough when I'm in the truck and listening. But when you are sitting here looking at the monitor and it's him mounted up on the horse that looks like they rounded up a posse to go head off the bad guys at the Gulch, and then you pair that with the call. I missed this. I did. I missed this. He looks like he is, you know what? Look at that picture. He looks like, and you know what? This is afterwards. Look at the smile on Todd's face as they caught the bad guy. Like it's over. Like the intensity is done. The hay is in the barn. The bad guy is in the who's gal. And he is right. You know where he's headed down to the Long Branch because they took care of business. Black Bart is behind bars. Get me a cold sarsaparilla. That's what that is right there, that picture. When you pair that, they see, the Paul Feinbaum Show, I forgot, is a multimedia experience. When you pair that with that call, and by the way, am I filibustering now just to make a certain caller mad in Anderson, South Carolina? Probably. Hell, I might just sit here and talk until Marty McGee is over at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, just to make people in Anderson, South Carolina, the Electric City, angry. Hey, speaking of electricity, the shooter, Pat Bradley, is going to join us to talk hoops. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show, y'all. And, yeah, I'm just going to keep talking all the way through the break. Blah, 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 blah.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And we are back. So Pat Bradley joins us, the shooter. Shooter, they made me a sign that said, welcome back to the Paul Feinbaum Show. It was hanging over there because I kept saying Marty McGee.
Understandable.
So, yeah, and a friend of both shows joins us now talking hoops.
I appreciate
hoops.
You, yeah.
Man, so I was never in the arena. you know, I was a great spectator. Shout out to Allen Houston. He and I went to school together. I watch Al hang 42 on somebody and Tennessee lose by 12. But what is it like when you're playing postseason basketball?
Oh, there's nothing like it because, you know, the one thing when you're playing, you want every game to matter, right? And when you, in postseason, it's one and done, so it matters. I won't even get into all the extra per diem, those little yellow envelopes.
Hey, just so y'all know, I may have asked that question just because I knew he was going to say per diem. The man can't talk to me without bringing up per diem.
That's how we got paid back in the day.
I know, yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
Fellas, come on, we got to continue this run.
That was NIL.
To get those little per diem. And then you had them stacked up at the end of the season. And it was just a nice little nugget to look forward to. You could spend
it on
your girlfriend. So that is exciting. I personally like to travel and play in different arenas. Now, there's nothing like playing at home in your home crowd, arena, but it's also fun to go to different venues and play outside of conference too. That was the other fun thing.
Yeah, no, I feel that way now as a media member. I love, my favorite thing is to go to places that I've not been to ever or haven't been to in forever. And just seeing the atmosphere. And what's unique about it versus everywhere else?
Yeah, my freshman year, we actually were able to go back up to the Northeast and play in Providence.
Oh.
So I had, you know, got everybody's tickets.
Yeah.
And those are the days you had to only give your ticket to a relative.
Right.
So I had to write in, like, you know, Gino Covino, my cousin. You know, I had like about 20 cousins. Everybody, they were like, how can you have this many cousins?
Please tell me Gino Covino is a real person.
Oh, yeah, real person.
Okay, yeah.
Known him since the first grade.
No, that's the greatest, Gino Covino. Of course, your best friends with Gino Covino. The shooter, Pat Bradley, joining us. All right, you and I both do all these radio interviews, and we talk to shows that aren't in the SEC footprint, haven't watched SEC basketball, and the question they're all asking, I want to ask you now, how does Alabama take care of business over the next 72 hours?
All right. I'm glad you asked that. I know it was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
So UConn has been the most dominant team. You have Zach Edey, has been the most dominant player. UConn, the most dominant team. They've got size, 6'5 point guard, 7'2 Donovan Clingan protecting the rim. So Bama, it's no secret, right? They're going to have to make shots. I mean, that's just undeniable. But the other thing that they'll have to do, they've got to get out in transition. Make or miss, get out in transition, because once that UConn defense sets, it's going to be tough to beat them in the half court. So try to steal a couple buckets in transition. Bama, you know, they're going to put up maybe 40 threes.
Yeah.
They can make 15 of those. And then you add in the possibility, you know, can they get the big guys in foul trouble? So, you know, you get all these factors, but I think the big guys for Alabama, Pringle, Nelson, Muhammad Wagi, those guys are going to be extremely important because they get a defensive rebound, protect the rim, stay out of foul trouble. So those guys could be the difference in this game.
So we heard the question thrown out to Nate Oates in the pre-Final Four press conference, and it was, Coach, no one expected you to be here.
Right.
Like and he's a great guy. He kind of rolls with it, but there's that little flinch, like, okay, I'm tired of hearing about this.
Right.
But is there something to be said for – the house money rule, which is, all right, you know what? Everybody expects UConn to win. Everyone expects Zach Edey to hang 42 on everyone. NC State and Alabama, house money.
Right. So I hope that they don't feel like it's an incredible accomplishment to get to the Final Four. But I hope that they don't feel like this is the end of the road.
Right.
Think about what Coach Nate Oates did. He lost three assistant coaches who are now head coaches.
Yeah.
Okay. So 12 months ago, he only brought back one guy in Mark Sears who played a lot of minutes last year. Pringle is a returner. Ryland Griffin's a returner. But really, Mark Sears was the guy who played most of them. He lost everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And now they're back there. So he, you know, obviously, you know, he had a great job, and Lamont Paris did a great job this year. But Nate Oates should be talked about as National Coach of the Year, where he's brought this team. So, I think, you know, the sense of this team being on a mission, I do think they have a chip on their shoulder. Everybody talks about UConn, Coach Dan Hurley, the chip on his shoulder. You know, the FAA didn't want them to fly out on time to the Final Four. But I think Nate Oates has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, you know, he referenced last year they were number one overall seed, losing Sweet 16, I believe it was, to San Diego State. So they're hungry. They've been there. They can taste it. You know what I'm saying? And I think they want They want to show they can even beat the biggest of the big.
Yeah, and UConn. Listen, dude, I'm a sports writer, right? So I'm always looking for those storylines, and there's chips on four shoulders. But I grew up in Raleigh. I was just in Raleigh working on a story, this week.
How about that story?
It's unbelievable. And Kevin Keats, one of the all good time good dudes in basketball.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted him fired 4 weeks ago. Now they think it's Jim Valvano.
I love those stories.
It's the greatest, right?
Yeah, yeah. But,
and then you have Hurley, who just lives life. The whole family does lives life with a chip on the shoulder. And then you have Alabama. Oh, you're not supposed to be here. And then you have Purdue, who, by the way, lost to a 16 seed last year. So I love the fact that we have four distinct storylines, but it all feeds into that idea of
you've heard
it off my shoulder.
But even Zach Edey, two-time National Player of the Year, in his press conference, talks about how he was overlooked.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're 7'4". I don't think anybody's overlooking you. But he in the recruiting process, he still holds on to that.
Yeah.
And that's a testament, I think, to the coaches. Like, one of the more amazing things that Danny Hurley has done is to be able to create that. They won a national championship last year.
Yeah.
And he's created that us against the world. Nate Oates is one of the great motivational button pushers out there. Like, these guys are great. They're all great X's and O's, but it's how you prepare your guys and get them motivated every play. I think what separates them is you don't see them take plays off as a team on the offense or defensive side.
All right, so women's Final Four starts tonight.
Another good one.
Listen, and you and I have both been around a while. We've seen the GOATs, right? We saw this is the greatest I've ever seen, You got Dawn Staley on one side of this bracket, and then you have Caitlin Clark on the other side of the bracket. And I'm glad, all due respect to the teams that aren't there, I'm glad this has gone down the way. UConn sitting there, right? I mean, it's just
Geno, Paige Beckers.
Superpowers, right? Yeah. When you're not talking about Geno Auriemma,
right,
that's a great Final Four. But how do you quantify – you're talking about replacing players. Dawn Staley replaced all five starters. How do you quantify what she's doing and what she means to women's college basketball?
So I think she is one of those coaches. I played for a coach in Nolan Richardson like that, where as a player, and I'm sure her players feel this, like they watch her, and just because of how she, her success, recent success, and her attitude and how she, her confidence, I think that she builds up her players. They think they're 10-foot tall, made out of steel. I mean, that's how all great coaches are. They get you to believe and play better than you thought you could. So I think that's a masterful job of coaching that she's doing, despite not having the kind of talent that she's had in the past.
Yeah.
They're a better shooting team, but to go undefeated, I mean, it's amazing. You talk about Caitlin Clark and UConn being back in the Final Four. Everybody thought that they were done. But how about that? They're undefeated.
Yeah.
They can go undefeated this year.
No,
it's wild.
It's absolutely wild. And it's interesting with great coaches. And you did. You played for one of the greatest in the history of basketball, certainly in college basketball, and just a historic figure for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. But it's that ability to, and we saw it with Dawn Staley, where when they had a 20-plus point lead, and then they almost blew the game, and she looked at him and said, "All right, you thought you were the heroes. You think that's going to work? It's the ability of knowing when to step on the gas and when to pat him on the back, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And as that's sort of the instinct that some coaches have, because there are coaches who try to do that, and you can tell it's kind of fake. It's disingenuous.
Yeah.
And then there are coaches who just know that instinct of even certain players, which ones to pat on the back. And, they say it's only 6 inches between a kick in the rear and a pat on the back, right? So you got to know when to do it, how to do it, and who can handle that. And so that's going to be important, too, because you can push hard enough to where you can lose a team.
Yeah.
But certainly she understands her team, and that comes with – just really getting to know them, spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah, Nolan Richardson. I mean,
that's it.
And I didn't play for him. I've only interviewed him a couple of times, but my instinct was always that he understood the key to being a CEO, coach, whatever. Not everyone's the same.
Right. It's true.
You got 10 guys. You coach them 10 different ways, right?
Yeah. You got to sometimes.
Yeah. Shooter, you're the man.
I appreciate it, brother. Good
per
to see
diem,
you.
Per diem, kids. Per diem is what it's all about. Did I get per diem for today? I don't know. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show. We're rolling straight ahead. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, look at here, Bree Ellis. Man, that's a pretty good softball player right there. A giant game, Missouri at Arkansas, coming up. I love watching Bree. Bree Ellis has one of those swings that if you're raising kids and you want to teach them how to play ball, you just roll it out there and go, all right, watch this. By the way, softball on TV, I say this, and I was talking to some of our really talented production staff in the hallway earlier. Softball and gymnastics, made for television. Simple as that. Made for television. Speaking of made for television, Jim, is this actually you?
Yes, it is. It is, Ryan. It is me.
I got to be honest with you, man. I'm excited. I really am.
Well, I hope I cannot disappoint you. First of all, I'm going to ask you to forgive me. You're right. I did wrong many times because, quite frankly, I mean, I've got to be honest, you turned me off, and I just I was wrong. I shouldn't have disrespected you. I shouldn't have used those nicknames and all that stuff. I really mean this. I hope you forgive me. I was wrong. But you know what, Ryan? I mean, sincerely, I heard Chris is calling. I'm not calling because he complimented me, but I really believe Chris is one of the – I think right now he's the best caller on Feinbaum, Chris from South Carolina, because he really did make a good, accurate statement when he told you about talking too much and not getting to the point and not getting to the callers. Ryan, I'm not trying to be nasty. I really am going out of my way to try to be nice, yet be critical in what I firmly believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I do. And you know, honestly, I'm just glad you called because it bothered me. I mean, you know, I was like when I used to sub for Paul all the time, and they tell me that you were that you call, and you just didn't want to be on the show.
Well, I talked to you. You know, I talked to you a few times.
You didn't talk to me once. I appreciate that. You never talked to me. I appreciate you saying that. You didn't. You didn't talk to me because I just was like, all right. But I sincerely, genuinely appreciate you calling in and you being honest with me as you always are, and you also saying what you said. So thank you for that.
Well, I really mean it. I mean, I know I'm asking you to forgive me because I know I was wrong. You know, back then I thought I was something special, I guess, and I'm good at radio. I know I'm good at radio. That's not bragging. But the fact is that, you know, I just, how can I say it? I don't know how to say it, Ryan, except if you would just get to the callers quicker and not elaborate so much on what my opinion is insignificant trivia. I hope that's not insulting you. I'm trying to be nice and honest. But I've always been critical and honest with my criticism. And that's the bottom line. I know I'm wrong. My grandmother told me, Ryan, and she was a pure saint. Pure saint. And I think she was able to see into my future because she knew the type of person I was. And she said all the time, she'd say, son, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. And I've been called worse than you on this show, you know, you probably know that because so many people got angry at me for what I've said, maybe justifiably so. But she also said this. She said, son, if you got nothing good to say about somebody or if you got nothing good to say, just don't say anything. And that's where I've been so guilty. But I mean, I'm just glad. I hope we can, you know, be friends and whatever. And believe it or not, as much as me and Ryan, as much as I, man, and myself despised each other, and he criticized me. You talking about taking me down the road? He took me down the road for 5 or 6 years or longer, and then finally we met brains, or whatever, you know, we met eye to eye when Mike Leach died, and we both got on the same team about the loss of Mike Leach, and we became friends. And I never would have dreamed, never in my life would have dreamed that I'd be a friend to Iron, and now we talk to each other constantly. So anyway, he's getting put down now, but he's a funny guy. He wants to elbow his way through the front door, and he doesn't care what it takes to do it. That's his style. But anyway, again, Ryan, I'm sorry I ever said what I said, and I'm glad to talk to you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful life.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Jim. No, listen, that's a big moment right there. And again, that goes back a long way. But I'd also be lying if I said I would be lying if I said that was the first time that somebody had said to me that they owed me an apology and that they had insulted me greatly. It usually was how I ended relationships back in my dating days. Yeah, Jim would call me nicknames, but anyhow, but that sounds like water under the bridge. It does. And I can't believe it. Listen, we're putting brains together, I think is how he said it, right here on the Feinbaum Show. There you go. Me and Jim, who knew?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.